The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? That was established actually in 1949. Now, there's an organization called Community Alliance. They have a mission which is helping individuals experiencing mental health and substance use challenges achieve their unique potential. And their behavioral health and education manager is Stacy Ring. Stacy, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Okay, great. We're going to talk about that. But wait a minute, didn't we just have something in October about mental health
yes.
too? What's happening here?
So October is Mental Illness Awareness Month. So it's about understanding different mental health challenges that people may have, more from a diagnostic perspective, and also for understanding the resources that are available to help ourselves or loved ones who may be struggling with a more serious mental health challenge, versus May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And this is really understanding all the things that promote mental wellness in our lives and to bring others along on that journey.
All right. So this month, this May, we are really looking for ways to augment the positive reinforcement of our mental health.
Yes.
Very good. Well, how do we do that?
Well, there's a website that I like called Mental Health America, and it's mhanational.org, and they have a toolkit every year that gives a lot of great information, and this year's theme is More Good Days Together. They really focus a lot on ways that we can enhance what we're already doing, as you mentioned. So one of the things that they talk about is really looking at ourselves and finding those things that bring us peace, pleasure, and pride, and doing more of those, making those a priority in our life, as well as things like self-care, like sleep and nutrition, getting some movement or activity, and focusing on gratitude to count our blessings or the good things that are going on in our life. And then also how to manage those stressors, because not everything can be perfect and sunshine and roses, but how to manage those in healthier ways by reaching out for support or practicing relaxation or positive thinking so that we can maintain a positive mindset and good mental health.
I'd like to point to gratitude for a moment. One may ask during a very trying day, what do I have to be thankful for? And yet, there's a lot to be grateful for, right?
Yes, gratitude doesn't have to be for large things. It can be for the smallest of things, like having a toothbrush or having a job to go to and a way to support yourself. It could be having a friend or having a pet that is happy to see you and supportive of you. And to look at gratitude, we can really focus on those most simple things. And it can either be a list of very basic things or one particular thing and understanding how or why that one thing is something that we're very grateful for. Gratitude doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be lengthy. It can just be that awareness that we're grateful for something.
What else would you recommend that people do to bolster their positive mental health?
Those self-care reminders that we just talked about. So get good sleep, go to bed early, make sure you're getting enough rest, feeding your body well and hydrating, as well as getting some type of movement, you know, parking a little farther out and, you know, getting a few more steps in, or taking the dog for a walk, or even just stretching to start your day. And then also engage and connect wisely. So really paying attention to the things that you're engaging with, from the people that you engage with, how you use social media, the things that you're watching or listening to, and really asking yourself, does this promote my mental health and wellness? Because some things might be taking away from your mental wellness or causing you more stress or causing you to look at negative things versus more positive things and inspiring you.
How often should people put down the phone or walk away from screens?
Well, I think it depends on the person because everyone's life is a little different, and some people are required to use some of those things for their jobs. But I think having a balance of your time being in the real physical world and your time being in other virtual spaces for maybe connecting with people that you do know on Facebook or gaming with people that might not be in your home, but you know, might be around the world. If that's part of your wellness and that feels good, great, but also balancing maybe an equal amount of time in the physical, real world around you to connect with others and to engage in life.
There are toolkits available at mhanational.org to help you celebrate and make the most of Mental Health Awareness Month, which is this very month of May. She is the Behavioral Health and Education Manager at Community Alliance. Her name is Stacy Ring. Thank you for sharing the toolbox with us.
Thank you for having me today.